Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Triple 8-971-7243, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder here. Next segment, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He is now the Senior Director for Counterterrorism in the Donald Trump administration. We're going to talk to him about the executive order creating Iron Dome for America that Trump signed. We'll talk about China. We'll talk about Iran, Hamas, Panama Canal, Greenland. And we're going to talk about what Joe Biden considers to be the greatest existential threat to the world, which is climate change. All of this with Sebastian Gorka coming up in a few minutes. Now, Adam Schiff got a little frustrated when Cash Patel did not comply with his demand that he, quote, look at police sitting behind him, presumably because of the pardoning and commutation of the January 6th defendant. Number five.
Considered for director of the FBI, and here you did no diligence to find out whether people you were associating with, now the President of the United States, in song, were convicted of attacking police officers. Is that who we want running the FBI? I want you to turn around. There are Capitol Police officers behind you. They're guarding us. Take a look at them right now. Turn around.
I'm looking at you. You're talking to me.
No, look at them. I want you to look at them if you can, if you have the courage to look them in the eye, Mr. Patel, and tell them you're proud of what you did. Tell them you're proud that you raised money off of people that assaulted their colleagues, that pepper sprayed them, that beat them with poles. Tell them you're proud of what you did, Mr. Patel. They're right there. They're guarding you today. Tell them how proud you are.
That's an abject lie, and you know it. I've never, ever accepted violence against law enforcement. I've worked with these men and women, as you know,
my entire life.
And I did not make a single dime out of it.
Well, let me.
How about you ask them if I have their backs, and let's see about that answer.
He also requested that Patel release the transcripts for Trump's classified documents case, number six.
Well, let me ask you about something else that you did, Mr. Patel. Did you claim that Donald Trump declassified all the documents at Mar-a-Lago? Did you claim that?
In what proceeding?
To the public, ever. Did you tell anyone that Donald Trump declassified all the documents at Mar-a-Lago?
From publicly available information, President Trump issued a declassification order on a variety of materials.
No, I'm just asking you, did you tell the public, did you tell anyone, did you make the claim that Donald Trump had declassified those hundreds of classified documents that were at Mar-a-Lago? Did you make that claim
from
publicly?
From best of my recollection, I said President Trump issued a declassification order to a large number of documents.
Yeah, and were you present when he declassified all the Mar-a-Lago documents?
Senator, I'm not saying he declassified all the Mar-a-Lago documents. I said President Trump declassified a large number of documents, and I would hope this committee and the rest of Congress would want to get those documents to the American people.
Mr. Patel, before a president or anyone declassified documents, wouldn't you want to know whether making the public would cause sources to be killed? Wouldn't you want to know that before you just declare they're all declassified? Wouldn't that be the responsible thing for a president to do?
It was the responsible thing for us to do. That's why we declassified the Nunes memo.
And did Donald Trump
And no one died.
And did Donald Trump ever ask any of the agencies who produced those documents whether declassifying them would put people's lives at risk. Did he ever do that, to your knowledge, Kash Patel?
I don't know that he didn't. Do you?
No, that's the problem, isn't it? That's the problem, isn't it? So let me just ask, Mr. Chairman, if you would, Mr. Patel has said he has no problem. He would support the release of his grand jury testimony in that case. I would ask you, Mr. Chairman, and ranking member, to join me in requesting, with Mr. Patel's approval, the release of those grand jury transcripts. And I would also ask, Mr. Patel, whether you support the release of Volume 2 as it pertains to you of the special counsel's report. Any reference to you in the report, to your truthfulness, will you support the release to this committee of those sections of Volume 2 of special counsel's report?
I support following the law and providing whatever information the law requires.
But you said to the Wall Street Journal that you support transparency. Here's your chance, Mr. Patel. You support release of that to this committee, yes or no?
Your time's up.
Is there any more offensive, disgusting, outrageous member of Congress than Adam Schiff, former congressman, now he's a senator from California? One of the biggest proponents of this Russia collusion BS. One of the longtime members of PBS, Ira Berliner, talked about how over a period of time, PBS had Adam Schiff on numerous times because Schiff claimed he had a mountain of evidence supporting the allegation that Donald Trump had colluded with Russia to win the election in 2016. Mueller report comes out. No collusion, no obstruction of justice. And Ira Berliner said, we just stopped having Adam Schiff on. No apology, no mea culpa. We just stopped having him on. He also was censured by Congress for all of his lies. And here he is, holier than thou, having driven arguably the biggest political scandal, one of them in our nation's history, that the president got elected because the Russians colluded to make it happen. And I will say again, Obama's DHS secretary, Jay Johnson, testified under oath that the Russians tried, but they failed to change a single vote tally, not one. Yet in 2018, a YouGov poll found that 66% of Democrats believe the Russians, quote, change vote tallies, close quote, to elect Donald Trump. I repeat, Obama's DHS secretary testified under oath the Russians failed to change a single vote tally. Yet two-thirds, a supermajority of Democrats believe the Russians, quote, change vote tallies, close quote, to elect Donald Trump. And Johnson also testified under oath when asked about the impact of the Russian interference, and there was interference. Russians took thousands of Facebook ads. Half of them were pro-Trump, half of them were pro-Hillary, half of them were pro-BLM, half of them were anti-BLM. They just wanted to sow dissent and disorganization. And Jay Johnson was asked, what effect did the Russian interference have on public opinion? And he said, I don't know. I would have to have a world where there was Russian interference and a world where there wasn't, and then I could compare the two. Since we can't, it would just be speculation. I just don't know. He said, I'd have to be a mind reader. But there was a study done by NYU Stern School of Management, and they concluded that the Russian interference, if anything, had barely a measurable effect, the term they used. Virtually no effect one way or the other. Yet according to Gallup 2018, 78% of Democrats believe the Russian interference, quote, changed public opinion, close quote. So because of people like Adam Schiff and the lies he pushed, a greater percentage of Americans believe the 2016 election was stolen than Republicans feel about the 2020 election. But nobody calls people like that election deniers. despite what Hillary said for 4 years, referring to Donald Trump as illegitimate, saying the election was stolen. Jimmy Carter said he believed the Russians put Donald Trump in office. Kamala Harris, in an interview with Charlemagne the God, when he referred to Trump as illegitimate, she agreed. Hakeem Jeffries, who is a leading Democrat in the House, tweeted, "The more I know about 2016, the more illegitimate I believe President Trump is." So you have leaders of the party, John Lewis, arguably one of the most respected members of the House, the late John Lewis, who marched with MLK, referred to Trump as illegitimate, refused to attend his inauguration, as did 25%, by the way, of a Democrat congressional delegation. And shortly before John Lewis died, he repeated his assertion that Donald Trump was illegitimate. And people like Adam Schiff are responsible for promoting this massive, massive big lie. They helped to derail Donald Trump's attempt at getting reelected. The bad news for that side is it gave Americans 4 years of looking at Joe Biden and the radicals that pushed him way from the center that they assumed he was going to govern from. And we had 40-year high inflation, gas prices that hit double what Trump's prices were, open border that allowed between 12 and 14 million illegal aliens in the country, several of them on the terror watch list, the disaster of Afghanistan that motivated Putin, motivated Hamas, motivated Iran. You had 4 years to watch this. And then all of a sudden people said, you know, Trump wasn't that bad. Let's bring him back. Thank you, Adam Schiff. I'm Larry Elder. Sebastian Gorka up next.
You've heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start for just $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't simply mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start today. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half every single month. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile want you to believe you need unlimited data so they can overcharge you. Here's the fact. Most of you are buying way more data than you will ever need. Pure Talk only charges you for data you actually need. Listen to this. For just $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data, plus hotspot. Do you know what you can do with 5 gigs of data? You can browse the internet for 135 hours, stream 1,000 songs, or watch 10 hours of video. Stop overpaying for wireless and get 5G coverage with Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say spend less. Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make switching easy. There's no contract and no activation fee. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. With Pure Talk.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square, next to the dip.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SHGE, 888-971-7243. My guest has more than 30 years of national security experience, served in the first Trump administration, served on a Trump National Security Advisory Board. He is now Deputy Assistant to the President and Senior Director for Counterterrorism. Please welcome back to the program Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Babes, how are we doing, my friend?
Dr. G, I'm good. Dr. G, you live in the D.C. area, so you didn't have to move anywhere, right?
No, I've been in the swamp since we moved here with my wife 17 years ago. So, no, my commute to the White House, I hope my colleagues can't hear me, is 14 minutes.
Wow. Your position does not require you to be confirmed by the Senate, correct?
No, I started work at 12:01 on Inauguration Day.
Talk to me about how you think the hearings are going for Cash Patel and for Tulsi Gabbard.
We should have rehearsed this because I live in a SCIF, so a secure compartmented information facility. So, you and I, look, we ingest, devour news, or at least I did until I left my radio show. I'm in a kind of twilight zone where I leave the house at 7 a.m., say goodbye to my wife,
right,
and I'm stuck in a facility where I have to leave my side. I'm surrounded by classified information. I haven't been consuming news, Larry, for the last 9 days, so you tell me how the hearings are going.
Well, I think they're both holding up quite well, and I think he's going to get through everybody, including RFK Jr., but I could be wrong about that. But I want to ask you a number of things while I have you, Dr. G, and thank you for giving us the time. Is Trump 2.0 any different than Trump 1.0? Has he changed in any way? Is he more mellow in any way? Is he more philosophical? Does he feel he's more anointed by the man upstairs to do what he's done? Do you detect any difference in Donald Trump?
Yeah, that's a great question. So he's a man of more explicit faith. After Butler, it's clear he thinks he has a relationship with the Creator he didn't have before, and he really thinks that turn to the right that saved his life wasn't an accident. So I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think he's been changed. But when it comes to the man, I was literally in the Oval Office 40 minutes ago. When it comes to the man, he's better than he was 8 years ago. I coined the coin phrase, moving at the speed of Trump. Larry, he's faster than he was 8 years ago. I was waiting outside the Oval today for him to authorize an action. And out comes, you've seen the young man who presents the executive orders to the president every day for signing. This came out, and I said, hey, buddy, so what are we up to? How many executive actions? He said 350. This is day 9, Matt.
Right.
Incredible. I can't keep up with him. He's 25 years older than me. I can't keep up with him.
Big difference between this administration, last administration, Dr. Gorka. Former President Joe Biden said the biggest existential threat to the world was climate change. I'm sure you've had discussions with Donald Trump about stuff like that. Talk to me about Joe Biden's assertion that the biggest geopolitical threat to the world is climate change.
Let me answer it thusly. I haven't done it yet in my office. My skiff actually has a beautiful marble fireplace in it. But I was waiting in the Oval with my counterterrorism colleague today to present what had to be presented to the president. He was talking to members of the cabinet, and he let us get in on them. And what was roaring behind us in the Oval? A wood fire, real, you know, logs in the fireplace in D.C. So, no, climate change is not an issue for us. It's jihadis, it's 16 million illegals, it's a rising China, it's surrendering Afghanistan to the Taliban. So the last 4 years have been America last. That all changed 9 days ago. So, no, we're not very worried about climate change, Larry.
Last 4 years, as you pointed out, we've had Hamas on the move, Hezbollah on the move, Houthis on the move, the biggest geo sponsor of terrorism, Iran on the move, China on the move. 4 years from now, what will the world look like if things go well, Dr. Gorka?
Well, I think if you understand the president's philosophy that he's not an isolationist, he's an America first president, but that doesn't mean America alone. He wants to stand with those who share our values, whether it's those in Europe, whether it's the administration of Prime Minister Maloney, whether it's Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel. If you share our Judeo-Christian values, we will stand shoulder to shoulder with you. However, if you're a bad guy, we'll betide you. In the first administration, I was asked, what's the president's philosophy for foreign policy, for national security? I'd literally just come out of Quantico teaching the Marines there for 2.5 years, and I stole something from our devil dogs. I said, no better friend, no worse enemy. Mm-hmm. That is who President Trump is. 4 years from now, we're going to have a world without new wars. It's going to be stable. We're going to celebrate national sovereignty, prosperity, secure borders. Everything we had in the first Trump administration on steroids. And think about it. We've got the triple mandate, not just the White House, not just the Senate, not just the House. 77 million votes, Larry. This is a mandate the likes of which we haven't seen in the modern age.
Give me the status of the war between Ukraine and Russia.
Look, I want to stay in my lane because I am the senior director for counterterrorism. Andrew Peak, who works for the National Security Advisors, senior director for Europe, I warmly recommend him to you. I'm sure he'd come on your show. I'll tell you what I said prior to the inauguration as somebody who was born in Europe. If anyone can stop the bloodshed, it is my boss, President Trump, with Mike Waltz and with General Kellogg, who I just happened to bump into today in the West Wing. So General Kellogg, who is National Security Advisor to the Vice President, he is now the Special Envoy, the point person for Ukraine. But this bloodshed has to end, and President Trump will stop it.
We have about a minute left, minute and a half left, Dr. G. Please take it and talk to us about the threats to America. Christopher Wray said lights were blinking all over. He's never seen the threat level this high, maybe since 9/11. Where are we?
I'm not going to give away any national secrets, but I'll quote the individual who briefed me, who was running my shop, the counterterrorism shop, until inauguration day, a professional, not a political appointee. And she said, the threat has significantly increased and we have less resources to deal with it. When a professional from the counterterrorism community says that to an incoming political appointee, we have a serious problem. But the good news is President Trump is serious. Think about this. First time ever we have a congressman who is a Green Beret as National Security Advisor. America is in good hands, and great things are happening, Larry.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Assistant to the President, Senior Director for Counterterrorism. Sebastian, please check in early and often. Thanks a lot. God bless.
You've got my number, Larry. You can call me anytime.
You got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hi. Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Attention hunters! Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Redding on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel. Shop blackburn.com or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Nationwide and coast to coast, it's the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. While we may have won this election, the fight to restore our great nation is only beginning. Now the time to take a stand, and Patriot Mobile is leading the charge as America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Patriot Mobile offers a way to vote with your wallet without compromising on quality or on convenience. Patriot Mobile isn't just about providing exceptional cell phone service. It's a call to action to defend our rights and freedoms. With Patriot Mobile, you'll get outstanding nationwide coverage because they operate on all three major networks. If you have cell phone service today, you can get cell phone service with Patriot Mobile with a coverage guarantee. But there is a difference. Every dollar you spend supports the First and Second Amendments, the sanctity of life, and our veterans and first responders. Switching is easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their 100% U.S.-based customer support team will help you find the perfect plan. Right now, go to patriotmobile.com/Larry or call 972-PATRIOT and get a free month of service with promo code Larry. Switch to Patriot Mobile today and defend freedom with every call and text you make. Visit patriotmobile.com/Larry, patriotmobile.com/Larry, or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. The Defense Secretary says we are wrapping up the possibility to expand mass deportation, number 12.
More or less, you're right. It's folks who maybe are in transit to their home country or a safe third harbor country, and it's taking a little time to move with that processing or the paperwork. Better they be held at a safe location like Guantanamo Bay, which is meant and built for migrants, meant and built to sustain that away from the American people as they are processed properly to where they came from. I can break down for you the locations at Gitmo because it's burned in my brain. I spent so much time there.
Right.
They're built for it. One of them is the golf course on the naval station, which can be expanded to provide an additional 6,000 places where migrants or illegals could go. So this is a plan in movement, but not in movement because we're behind, but because we're ramping up for the possibility to expand mass deportations because President Trump is dead serious about getting illegal criminals out of our country. And the DOD is not only willing to, is proud to partner with DHS to defend the sovereignty of our southern border and advance that mission.
Now, Nicole Shanahan is the billionaire who teamed with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. when he was an independent to run as his vice president. She has promised to primary Democrats and Republicans who vote against the confirmation of RFK Jr. Here's what she said recently on Fox News, number 7.
What did you think of the hearing? What did you think of the performance by both the senators and RFK?
RFK did a great job, and I just want everybody to know that the MAGA unity movement is very, very strong in the United States right now. Arguably, it is the largest movement in the world, and it is what catapulted President Trump back into the White House, and it is fully behind RFK Jr.'s confirmation. And so watching the senators at work today, I just have to say thank you to Senator Ron Johnson. I got many text messages from moms across America who were in tears to hear his earnest support of RFK Jr.'s confirmation. And I do also want to make it clear that, yes, we are watching every one of these votes, every senator's actions, every word that came out of their mouths, and there are hundreds of thousands that are mobilized to take action during primary season.
Well, the opinion that you shared is backed up by the stats that the unification between MAHA and MAGA is backed up by this Fox poll. 48% of voters would vote for RFK Jr. for his HHS secretary. That's the highest, by the way, of any of the Trump nominees to cabinet positions. So it's clear, as you point out, that RFK supporters helped win Donald Trump the presidency. But I'm not sure that's going to be heard or listened to by every Republican senator. You, in your video, you named names, and you said you would be dropping money to primary those senators.
That's correct. I listed 13, but really we're watching all of these seats. We're at a point now. We're at a breaking point in America. You're either still working on behalf of big ag, big pharma, and big business, or you are working on behalf of the people. And there is a contract that each of these senators has with the people, not with these corporations, but with the people. And we are watching who is going against that contract, who is breaching it. The people will not stand for this any longer, and we want change. We want a leader. Bobby is that leader. He went out there. He took those slings and arrows for all of us today, and we are very grateful, and we stand behind him.
Nicole, I want to put up his resume, all the things that RFK Jr. has done throughout his career. He's 71 years old. He's founded Waterkeeper Alliance. He founded Children's Health Defense Fund, which came up today in the hearing. At one point, he was named Time Magazine's Hero for the Planet.
When you hear the term living better, what do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht. What about how you feel physically? How you wake up every day? How you sleep? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or even eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. So give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF.
How would you define your relationship with sleep? Are there challenges, trouble falling asleep or staying asleep? Here's the thing about sleep. It's the foundation of whole body health. Good sleep is both mental and physical, and our daily performance depends on it. So how do you get to your dream state? Three words. Beans Dream Powder, a science-backed, healthy hot cocoa for sleep. This product will single-handedly change the way you sleep for the better. Text BEAM to 717-767. That's BEAM to 717-767 for up to 40% off. Other sleep aids can cause next-day grogginess, but Dream is an all-natural blend of ingredients like magnesium and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. And for a limited time, you can get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder, their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Text BEAM to 717-767 for up to 40% off. That's BEAM to 717-767.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. Remember living the way you wanted before everyday pain changed all of that? Let me tell you about Harold from Massachusetts and his Relief Factor story. Every night when Harold went to bed, he would have terrible back spasms. He heard about Relief Factor on the radio, just like you are now. Harold tried Relief Factor, and in less than 2 weeks, he was enjoying pain-free nights again. You could say Harold's back is back in action. My brother had a similar story, and it took me a while to persuade him to take Relief Factor. I finally was successful, And so was he. After about two or three weeks, he says, I think this stuff is working. The pain I've had for a long time is gone. Now, if you're living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Join the over 100 million people who've turned to Relief Factor, just like Harold. Call now to try their three-week quick start for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And you, too, can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and try their three-week quick start. Just $19.95. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com. Now, Senator Blackburn from Tennessee. We've had her on the show a few times. She's amazing. She asked whether Cash Patel, who's up for the FBI, and about the Epstein sex trafficking ring, number 8.
I want to talk to you about the Epstein case. I have worked on this for years, trying to get those records of who flew on Epstein's plane and who helped him build this international human trafficking, sex trafficking ring. Now, earlier I urged then-Chairman Durbin to subpoena those records, and I ended up being blocked by Senator Durbin and Christopher Wray. They stonewalled on this. And I know that breaking up these trafficking rings is important to President Trump. So will you work with me on this issue so we know who worked with Jeffrey Epstein in building these sex trafficking rings?
Absolutely, Senator. Child sex trafficking has no place in the United States of America, and I will do everything, if confirmed as FBI director, to make sure the American public knows the full weight of what happened in the past.
Now, I'm sure you've heard about the IG. She worked for the Department of Agriculture. When Donald Trump fired 17 IGs, she comes to the office. She refuses to leave. Reportedly, she had to be escorted out of the office. There is a poll, Napolitan Institute poll. It found 64% of Washington, D.C.-based federal bureaucrats who voted for Kamala Harris. I repeat that, 64% of D.C.-based federal bureaucrats who voted for Kamala Harris said they would not follow a lawful order from President Trump if they considered it bad policy. Are you kidding me? Refuse to follow a lawful order from President Trump if they considered it bad policy. Now, if you can't fire people like that, you can't fire anybody. Now, Donald Trump fired 17 inspectors general. There's a law that was passed in 2022. Required congressional notice to remove people that conduct audits and investigations of executive branches, like IGs. Trump did not give notice. Of course, it's going to be litigated. If Trump coughs up a furball, there's a lawsuit. So it's going to be litigated. Let's go back a little bit. The very first time a president was impeached was who? Andrew Johnson, the man who succeeded Abraham Lincoln after Lincoln was assassinated. And there was a law that required Senate approval if he got rid of any of the cabinet members he inherited, one of whom was Secretary of War. He fired him without Senate consent, and he was impeached. He survived the trial by one vote. He did not give Senate approval because he felt the law violated separation of powers. This law violates separation of powers. You can't fire IGs, particularly those that will not follow your policies, and they do set policy as well. It'll be challenged in court, and in my opinion, it will ultimately be decided, probably by the U.S. Supreme Court, that having a law that says an executive cannot fire a member of the executive branch without getting approval from a legislative branch violates the separation of powers. I think Donald Trump acted within his authority to fire them, and ultimately he will be vindicated. 64% of Washington, D.C.-based federal bureaucrats who voted for Kamala Harris admitted, these are the ones that admitted it. Can you imagine how many didn't admit it? Said they would refuse to follow a lawful order from President Donald Trump if they considered it to be bad policy. Absolutely outrageous. And 42% of what was described as federal government managers, 42%, these are federal government managers. I would imagine these are people that are above the normal bureaucrat. Plan to politically oppose the Trump administration. Honestly, talk about a deep state. Donald Trump has issued an edict. You've got to show up for work, or you're going to be canned. Number 21.
Just for clarification purposes.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no coverage at all. These days, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of the biggest expenses can be your car, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan. You could save thousands with one call to CarShield. Call 800-840-1546 now to see if you qualify. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and more can become a thing of the past. Plus, call 800-840-1546 right now and get free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options. Call 800-840-1546 today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Just call 800-840-1546 to see if your car qualifies. 800-840-1546. That's 800-840-1546. Again, 800-840-1546. Coverage varies by plans. New contracts and exclusions at carshield.com.
So you may ask, who are these people? These hundreds of thousands of people who've decided to do something different with how they pay for health care, and they join MediShare. It's a good question. MediShare members are people who realize they have a choice. They're not stuck with a status quo that they don't like. And we know this from research of MediShare members. They tend to have certain values in common, like their faith. They love that they're actually sharing with one another. They don't have to be part of a system that forces them to pay for things they don't support. They also value joining with other people who prioritize healthier lifestyles and encourage each other. They value customer service that's for them and their families, and they find that refreshing. And they're entrepreneurs, people who work in the gig economy, pastors, school teachers, business people who do clearly value saving money. That's a big part of this. Up to $500 a month with MediShare. You, too, can do something different. You can start saving now. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Well, we have a new election, and with that, a lot of new ideas about tax planning. What are taxes going to look like going forward? What do we need to do to position ourselves so that we disinherit the government and not your kids? It means being tax smart with our business, retirement, and income planning. Because if your business, income, and retirement planning is not tax smart, it's probably tax dumb. Let's fix that today. Call me.
Financial solutions you can rely on.
Dean Owen, CPA.
Hi, Larry. I was watching the hearing for RFK Jr., and I was watching one of the senators, a lady senator, I think it's Pocahontas, and she said something. I had to rewind it three times to make sure I heard it right. And she said that you promised Mr. Kennedy that you would not interfere with people who want to vaccinate your children. And I thought, well, that's a Freudian slip. Hey, have a great day, Larry.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Are you ready to take a stand? At Larry Elder's shop, we've got the gear to amplify your voice, from bold T-shirts, crew necks, hats and beanies that spark conversations. Every item fuels our shared mission, which is we've got a country to save. And now is the perfect time to join the movement. Use promo code ELDER25 at checkout to get 25% off your entire order. That's right. ELDER25 gets you 25% off while you stand up for free speech, personal responsibility, and American values. Do not wait. Visit eldershop.com right now. That's eldershop.com. And save 25% with ELDER25 because we've got a country to save. President Trump says, if you're a federal employee, show up to work or get canned. Number 21.
Just for clarification purposes, because it was incorrectly reported yesterday, we have informed the federal workforce, which they've looked to do for many years, that if they're working for the federal government, they must show up to the office on time and on schedule. We don't want them. We don't want them to work from home because, as everyone knows, most of the time they're not working. They're not very productive. And it's unfair to the millions of people in the United States who are, in fact, working hard from job sites and not from their home. As federal employees, they must meet a high standard. They're representing our government. They're representing our country. If they don't agree by February 6th to show up back to work in their office, they will be terminated, and we will therefore be downscaling our government, which is something that the last 10 presidents have tried very hard to do but failed. Most of the people we're talking about have not been going to their federal offices in many, many years, from even before COVID, but they have nevertheless been paid. Some have worked, some haven't worked, and most of the studies say that some have just gone through the motions. We may ask these people to prove that they didn't have another job during their so-called employment with the United States of America, because if they did, that would be unlawful. As you understand, a lot of people are getting paychecks, but they're actually working other jobs. So they'll have to prove that to us, that they weren't. In any event, we're requiring them to show up to work or be terminated. We think a very substantial number of people will not show up to work, and therefore our government will get smaller and more efficient, and that's what we've been looking to do for many, many decades, frankly.
Next hour, we're going to revisit the former federal employee. He said, hey, a lot of people are just not working. And we're going to talk to Alex Marlowe, editor of Breitbart.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.